Imagine a world where everyone can do their best work without being held back by bias, prejudice, or bullying. This is the vision behind Just Work, a powerful framework for creating workplaces where people thrive, regardless of gender, race, or background. What makes this approach so compelling is how it transforms workplace injustice from an abstract social issue into a practical human problem with concrete solutions. The journey begins with recognizing that most of us have been in denial about workplace inequality, much like Kim Scott herself was before her awakening. If you'd asked me 5 years ago whether being a white woman had an impact on my work, I would have shrugged. Workplace injustice stems from three distinct problems, each requiring different solutions. First, there's bias, those unconscious, not meaning it moments when our brains make snap judgments based on stereotypes. Like assuming the Latino man at the corporate event is a valet rather than the CEO, or expressing surprise when a Black banker can read. Then there's prejudice, the meaning it moments when someone consciously defends their biased assumptions rather than questioning them. Finally, there's bullying, the being mean behavior where someone intentionally uses their power or status to harm others. These problems escalate dangerously when power imbalances enter the equation. In workplace injustice situations, you'll occupy one of four fluid roles: the person harmed, an upstander, the person causing harm, or a leader. These roles can shift and sometimes overlap. When harmed, focus on self-advocacy using specific language: I statements for bias, it statements for prejudice, and you statements for bullying. As an upstander, support others using the 5D approach: direct confrontation, distraction, delegating, delaying, or documenting. If you've caused harm, follow AAA: acknowledge specifically, apologize sincerely, and make amends. Leaders bear the ultimate responsibility to foster respect and enforce consequences. Many stay silent when witnessing workplace injustice, rationalizing with thoughts like, "I'm too nice," "they meant no harm," or "it's not worth the risk." This creates a cycle. Silence breeds anger, which leads to more silence. Young professionals often worry about whether assertiveness or negotiation will hurt their careers. The answer is clear: don't conform to bias, combat it. As Target's Chief Diversity Officer Caroline Wanga says, you can't excel at work if you can't be yourself at work. How do we make it safe to call out bias? Leaders must create environments where people feel comfortable interrupting bias through three key elements: actively protecting those who speak up, distributing the responsibility across the organization, and establishing clear methods for interruption that everyone understands. Psychological safety begins with leadership modeling. When leaders acknowledge their own biases and welcome correction, it sets a powerful example. They must also consistently defend those who speak up, ensuring there are no consequences for calling out bias. Developing simple, shared language helps teams address bias effectively without creating defensiveness. This might include phrases like, "I don't think you meant that the way it sounded," "bias interruption," or "throwing a flag on the field." The key is finding language that feels natural to your specific culture. One particularly effective initiative implemented at a major tech company was called "Yes, This Really Happened Here." Employees submitted anonymous stories about experiencing bias within the organization, which were then shared weekly through an internal newsletter. This approach built awareness about how bias manifested in their own workplace, made it impossible to deny these problems existed right here, and provided concrete examples that helped employees recognize similar situations in their own behavior. Unlike unconscious bias, prejudice involves consciously rationalizing stereotypes into beliefs. While leaders can't control what people privately believe, they must prevent individuals from imposing their prejudices on others. This requires establishing clear behavioral boundaries through a well-crafted code of conduct. When creating this code, start by drafting it yourself, then invite your team to collaboratively refine it. Keep the final document under 600 words to ensure it remains accessible and memorable. The draft should authentically reflect your organization's values rather than simply copying another company's code. A clear code of conduct prevents problems by allowing those who fundamentally disagree to opt out early, provides guidelines for behavior, and establishes a framework for addressing violations. However, even the best codes will face unexpected violations, requiring fair and consistent enforcement with reasonable consequences. Did you know that bullying affects 60 million Americans at work? Though nearly half of workers report experiencing or witnessing bullying, only 1 in 200 admit to being bullies themselves. Leaders must create environments where bullying backfires through three key levers: conversation, compensation, and career advancement. When bullying occurs, it must negatively impact the bully, not their victims. Your first response should be clear feedback. Don't accept defensiveness or excuses like, "I'm just getting results." Explain how the behavior harms the team and outline consequences if it continues. Compensation reveals what leaders truly value. Companies like Atlassian have designed performance systems that explicitly punish bullying. The rule for career advancement is simple: don't promote bullies. When organizations fail to act, they lose their most talented people, while toxic individuals continue to poison the culture. Creating workplace justice requires collaborative effort for the common good, like a barn raising, rather than a revolution. This metaphor works because barn raising requires diverse skills, mutual support, and a shared vision of success, much like building an equitable workplace. Just work isn't a destination, but an ongoing process, requiring constant vigilance. Human nature constantly pulls us toward bias, favoritism, and tribal thinking, requiring daily attention to resist these forces. When workplace problems seem overwhelming, return to two fundamental principles: respect colleagues for who they are rather than demanding conformity, and collaborate rather than dominate or coerce. In environments where people feel secure, comfortable, and equal, they do their best work. Teams in such environments don't just increase revenue, they create breakthrough innovations, develop novel solutions to complex problems, and build lasting relationships. Team members feel empowered to take risks and share unconventional ideas without fear. U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith reminds us that achieving workplace ideals requires love and joy, not mere tolerance. While tolerance means making minimal space for others, love demands a radical shift, where others' needs become as important as our own. Approaching workplace justice with excitement rather than dread allows for meaningful progress and creates an environment where innovation naturally flourishes. The journey toward just work isn't easy, but it's essential. When we create workplaces where everyone can contribute fully, we don't just improve individual lives, we unleash the full creative potential of our organizations and society itself.